Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm here with game art and animation student Richard Meredith to talk about Train to Game and a bit about him as well. But first of all, what got you interested in video games?
I was interested in video games from when I used to play on my Amstrad CPC. Quite a few games influenced me and made me want to work on the video games, but I didn't know at the time which area I'd like to be involved in. Those games that influenced me were Lemmings, Worms, Grand Prix 2, Super Thunder Blade, Crazy Cars, and Dungeons & Dragons, Heroes of the Lance.
And why did you choose to study with Train to Game?
Well, no disrespect to the university courses, but I got a feeling from the side of the industry that the degree is not worth the paper they were written on. It was a hard nut to swallow, which makes you feel that your studying time was wasted. I chose to study with Train to Game, as I feel this could be a final path to entering the industry as a 3D artist, as I feel it could help my skills further while working full-time and earning a living.
What made you decide to take the game art and animation course in particular?
At first, the art and animation course weren't available at the time when I originally signed up, and after finishing my degree, which was in the game design course, I decided to touch on all areas of game development, including art and animation. But this all changed after introducing myself to the forums with an example of my artwork to find out that an art and animation course was on its way. So I instantly cancelled the design course and I didn't shut up until the art and animation course was available.
Fair enough. And what were you doing before you started your Train to Game course?
Before I started the course, I wanted to be a vehicle artist. So I started to build up a portfolio of vehicles after finishing university. But I found that just having vacancies for vehicle artists weren't available, so to make myself more employable, I had to make myself a better all-round artist, and that's why I signed up to the course.
And what made you interested in vehicle art in particular?
The reason why I was interested in vehicle art is because I have a passion for playing racing games, and obviously the main element of the racing games is the vehicles that you drive, and also having a passion for cars in general.
And how are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around the rest of your life?
To begin with, I found it great to balance everything out. But since I've had my working hours changed, it has been difficult to balance the lot. As I now start work at 5 a.m. for 4 days of my five, and I don't want to be creating poor levels of work, as I want to make sure it's to the best of my abilities.
And what has been your favourite part of the course so far?
I don't know whether this would be classed as part of the course, but I think it was meeting other students at the Eurogamer Expo. That was the most exciting part, as you get to meet the people on a similar course to you, and they're all like-minded people with a similar goal of wanting to work in the games industry.
And last question, what do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
I'm hoping to achieve from Train to Game this year by hopefully ending the course, obtaining a placement with a studio. And if I'm not already working in the industry, finally obtain a diploma in art and animation and get a job.
Thanks, Richard.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.